When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Obviously, there is a lot wrapped into this game on Monday night. Me and Randy kind of talked about this earlier this week, and he's like, are you really surprised that we're here? And I was like, no, I genuinely am. Like, I really actually am surprised that we're back at this exact same spot that we've been at the last couple of years, because
it's been a tale of three seasons.
We got here so differently.
Yeah. But it's also, it feels like it's been a tale of three seasons. Where
this season?
Yes.
Okay.
The first three games, right? You're 1-2. There were winnable games against good teams. And you're like, we're going through this again. Mm-hmm. You turn it around. You find your way to 6-3.
Yeah.
And you're like, we are here. This is our division. We're 4-0 in the division. It is our season. We're going to be in the playoffs. We're going to, at worst, host a first-round playoff game, blah, 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 blah. And now you turn it around to what it's been this last part of what I would say three separate seasons.
4-0 in the division, going into a game against the New Orleans Saints, having just fired their head coach, looking to go 5-0 in the division.
Losing 7 straight.
And get to 7-3 on the year. Yeah, yeah. And obviously since that Sunday, it's been a slide. Like it's been a really bad month of football for the Falcons, most specifically for the quarterback. You asked me a question before the show, which I want to entertain and talk out a little bit more. My answer just very immediately was no. But I was like, all right, let me see if I can try to come up with a more, you know, more complex answer than that.
Be a short segment if that's the question and answer portion of this discussion.
Yeah, the answer is no. We're going to break. Is there anything Kirk Cousins can do on Monday night to earn back your trust? Is that what you guys did? I say
yes,
that right?
To win, to get fans back on his side, to make fans, if we're going to be honest, like to make fans believe that this team can accomplish something this year, because I feel like that's where we're at.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people are like, well, whatever, they're not going to do much this year. Let's start the Rook.
Yeah.
And I'm not quite there yet.
No.
I'm not in the corner where I believe they can accomplish something.
I'm not saying that we should be starting Michael Penix because the season is over. I'm saying that we should give Penix an opportunity because the season isn't over.
That's part of
it, too. And I think he would maybe give you a better chance to win. But that's not what's going to happen. So I know that discussion has been had, certainly on this show and on other shows on the station, other places in the country. Like, that's been a big conversation this week, last couple weeks.
With the exception of Raheem and people inside Flowery Brandt, like, there's not a lot of our listeners here on 92.9 who are like, no, there's still something to be accomplished with Kirk. A lot of people are out right now.
I haven't heard anybody locally, at least from, I don't know, and we didn't get a chance to talk to Arch on Wednesday.
Right.
Maybe there's others, I'm not sure. But I haven't really heard anybody locally be like, yeah, no, it's Kirk's and here's why. You can say, okay, I understand their thought process as to why they might be sticking with him.
Right.
But like a definitive, well-argued answer for why you're doing it, it isn't really there. So my answer to that question of, is there anything he can do on Monday night to regain your trust? Like, no, because he didn't lose it in one game. He didn't lose the trust in 60 minutes of football. He's lost the trust over the course of the last month. And it'll take four games.
Like, what if he stops gritting on throws? Is that, like, something we circle? He's like, he doesn't look like he's struggling on the throws anymore. So we're back in.
He needs to grit his teeth on those throws because he's got to put every single ounce he has into them just to get him there. But it can, you know, he can start working his way back towards it. Because here's the thing. Like, a win is a win in the NFL and all that. I get it. But, like, there's different layers to wins, and the layers to this one, if you were to get the win over the against the Las Vegas Raiders on Monday night, would be, okay, that's what you're supposed to do. Like, you beat teams sometimes and it's like, wow, like you were an underdog or you went on the road against a really good team and you had a performance that people didn't see coming. That was impressive, and I learned something about you. Monday night, beating the Raiders is the expectation.
But there's a question of, we beat the Raiders, let's just for now assume we're going to beat the Raiders. We beat the Raiders partially because of Kirk Cousins.
Right.
Or we beat the Raiders not necessarily because of Kirk Cousins. I don't want to say despite, you know, because I don't want to make it already a bad performance. But I think there's a level of performance where you're like, this guy led the offense to victory versus we beat this team and this guy didn't blow it for us.
Yeah, no, there's context to it. I mean, what the box score says at the end of the game is going to be a big part of the story. Like, if Kirk Cousins goes out there on Monday night and throws three touchdowns, no interceptions, and 300 yards, like, that's at least going to ease the concern a little bit. Again, that's what he's supposed to do against the Las Vegas Raiders. But if he goes out there and throws a touchdown, at least, I mean, one touchdown would be nice because it's been a month, but throws a touchdown, a couple picks, it's, you know, fourth quarter, and they got to get a Young Wei Koo field goal in order to beat the Raiders, who are 2-11 at this point of the season, and you scrape out of there like 23-21 or something like that. A win is a win, and that's what matters most to sort of end the bleeding or slow the bleeding that's happening right now. But it's not going to feel as good as if you went in there and won 31-10 and Kirk played clean.
Are we going to get to a point on Tuesday where we say, yeah, Kirk didn't have any touchdowns, but that's only because it was the Raiders. A better team would have intercepted that one pass to this or that one pass to
maybe.
But you sat here the other day and said he had six interceptable passes. We're already doing that. Mm-hmm. We're already like, it was only two, but it could have been six.
Yeah.
I mean, we're already kind of there. Yeah. And when we're partially burying the Raiders, too.
My answer being I don't know is because I don't. You know, I don't know if they're going to make an adjustment to try to limit throws into dangerous areas. If he's going to make an adjustment to try to do that. Because, you know, one of the things we've talked about this week is trying to, and nobody knows. Maybe he knows, maybe they know, but nobody on the outside knows exactly why this is happening.
Yeah.
Your theory leans a little bit more on the mental aspect of things. My theory leans a little bit more on the physical aspect of things. In reality, it's probably a mixture of both. We just don't know how much. I'm interested to see what they do adjustment-wise to because whatever he is right now is a watered-down version of what he was at some point. So mentally, like, he's still intellectually capable of a lot of everything that he's always been capable of. He just doesn't seem to be physically capable of all of it. So maybe they try to work out some of that stuff and don't ask him to do the stuff that he's not physically capable of doing right now.
Let me ask you just a theoretical question about Kirk Cousins' role as Falcons quarterback this season. What has he been asked to be? And does that change? And I know we all talk about the term game manager.
Has he
been asked to be a manager of the game?
I don't
and
think so.
Does that maybe change to that's what he is now going to be asked to do?
I don't
is
think
just
he's,
manage the game. I don't think he's think been asked
would,
to that.
I think that would probably be smart. I think that would be smart.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lean on Bijan and Algier a little bit more.
He's been asked to be a leader and a playmaker.
Yeah, exactly.
And it might serve the whole squad better if, hey, man, let's just manage this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where we are with the quarterback we paid $100 million to.
Well, I mean.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
But and you got to win games.
If he's the starter, which he's going to be, then that if that's the smart thing to do, then you should. You know, also it's the Raiders and the Giants coming.
Yeah.
So you can probably game manage your way to wins over those guys. The way you lose to those teams is you go out there and you make mistakes trying to make big plays that either aren't there or you can't make anymore. And nobody wants to see that. So back to the original question of what can Kirk Cousins do on Monday to regain your trust? He can't regain all of it on Monday, but he can start working his way back towards it. Baby steps. Again, incredibly frustrating to be talking about that now with him and everything that goes into it. But that's it, man. That's where you are. He's playing. And you've seen how he's been playing. So it's not all that trust isn't gonna come back in one game. Not for me at least.